Now decide whether the following statements are true or false. Number one. Laws that have been passed by both Houses of Parliament and received the royal assent are the highest form of law in England. True or false? Number two. The theory that Parliament has the supreme authority to make and unmake law is restricted by the membership of the UK of the European Union. In other words, community law can override any conflicting provisions of national law. True or false? Number three. The doctrine of sovereignty is based on the idea that Parliament has the exclusive right to enact legislation. The effect is that its enacted will cannot be challenged by the judges. True or false? Number four. Parliamentary sovereignty also leaves a discretion to the judge in order to arrive at the meaning of an enactment. This is also reflected by the superior role of Parliament in the law-making process, with the courts who are called on to identify the intention of Parliament. True or false? Number five. Legislative proposals derive from common law. There are only rare occasions when legislative proposals originate from different sources, such as government and advisory agencies. True or false? Number six. The first step in legislation is the drafting of the bill. Once drafted, the bill passes through various stages to enable Parliament to consider and reconsider its provisions as thoroughly as possible. It then becomes a parliamentary act. True or false? Number seven. Delegated legislation is the law made by some organisation or body other than Parliament, the legislature, but with the authority of Parliament. This authority is given in an enabling act. True or false? Number eight. Parliamentary control in the form of consultation, affirmation, and joint parliamentary committee on statutory instruments is also subject to judicial review. The aim is to ensure that delegated powers are used responsibly. True or false? Number nine. Under judicial review, delegated legislation can be annulled if it is found to be ultra vires. True or false? Number 10. There are many problems which can occur to arrive at the legal meaning of statutory terms. The courts have three traditional approaches to the interpretation of statutes. These are extended by the adoption of the purposive approach as a unitary canon. True or false? Number 11. Mischief is a defect intended to be redressed by a statute. True or false? Number 12. In statutory interpretation, there are also rules of evidence which are used in trying to decide meanings of words and phrases, such as justem generis, expressio unius exclusio, and noscitur a sociis. True, false. Number 13. In statutory interpretation, there are certain presumptions, such as the presumption against the ouster of jurisdiction or against vested rights, which apply unless the act being considered clearly states the opposite. True or false? Number 14. The enacting words, "be it enacted by the Queen's Most Excellent Majesty," are found in the long title of a statute. True, false. Number 15. The legal subject and the legal action are the only elements which ensure effective legislative writing, especially where the law is not of universal application. True or false? Number 16. Common law essentially means the law of England developed and administered by the old common law courts, based on customs and unwritten. As such, it is opposed to equity, statute law, and civil law or Roman law. True, false. Number 17. The binding precedent operates so that judgments given by superior courts in the hierarchy are binding on inferior courts, and appeal courts are bound by their own past decisions. True, false. Number 18. Even if a previous case is said to be binding, only some parts of the judgment are important. The ratio decidendi is binding on courts, whereas the obiter dicta is persuasive and not binding. True, false. Number 19. Flexibility and certainty of law in judicial precedent is ensured with the judges of the superior courts on appeal, overruling, reversing, or disapproving of a decision. True or false? Number 20. A decision made per incuriam creates a binding precedent. True or false? Number 21. Certainty and flexibility of judicial precedent are also ensured by other mechanisms: affirmed, applied, approved, and considered. True or false?